your right hand, a blue pen.
And it needs to be this pen.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right here. Star Jewel is in studio with us this morning. Star brought in caramel corn. Thank you, Star.
You're welcome. Good morning.
This is so good.
Star is with Claws for Paws. She's been on with us before. Last time she came in, she brought in pumpkin bread. So she wanted to know how everybody liked the pumpkin bread. I said, everyone loved the pumpkin bread. And she said, what would you like next time? I said, caramel corn. No, she gave me a choice.
I did give you a choice, yeah.
And I didn't ask the two of you.
No, it was all
yours.
Well,
you made a good choice.
I love caramel corn.
What was the other choice, though?
I don't know, chocolate chip cookies.
Yeah, but that's right? Like the standard.
You know how many chocolate chip cookies we get a year? Yeah.
Not that
them.
You're complaining. Right.
No, I was going to do both, just in case someone didn't like the caramel corn, but it looks like it's going to be a hit.
Oh, yeah. It's all right. Fine. Excellent. Great.
Nothing like caramel corn.
This is one of my favorite things, yeah. Mm-hmm.
The only problem is wait till you get a kernel stuck in your throat.
Oh, I know.
And you're on the air.
Wait till you get all the caramel in your teeth. I'm going to be the only one left talking because you guys won't be able to talk.
I'm just going to let you talk.
So I saw you the other morning. You were doing Fox 44, ABC 22.
Yep.
Elena Pinto does this thing where she gets people out of bed at 3 in the morning, comes to their house, sets up a camera, and then at 5 in the morning, you're doing a live shot with her.
Yep, we were there. We actually went to the Pet Advantage on Dorset Street this year, and I was up at 3 and over at the pet store at 4:30 a.m. with one of my dogs, and we open up the store and we start doing it. So it airs. So starting at 5, it's airing on Channel 22, and then it switches over to Fox 44 at 7. So we're there the entire time to like 8:40. That's when we finish it up.
Has anybody ever clued Elena in that there's a thing called videotape?
That's right.
That you could have taped that at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, and then just.
But it's not as fun, right?
Not as fun.
Well, no, exactly. I mean, we love having you. Yeah. In fact, you mentioned something about it. I said, can you make it here at 8:30 in the morning? That's a lot later than I had to do the other day. I guess there's something about the immediacy of it's live.
It is.
But
there's certainly a different group viewing it, but it's a good thing. And I don't think you think about the time. You're so excited. It's like, oh, I'm going to get my message out. And I don't know. It's all worth it.
So you had to get the Pet Advantage to open up.
We did.
You got the camera crew there. Mm-hmm. You brought one of your dogs in. By the way, how many dogs do you have now?
I have 3 dogs. Yeah. We have 3 dogs and 3 cats.
And weren't you working on another one when last time you were here? How'd that work out?
Yes, but my husband said no.
Maybe he'll surprise you.
Can you sneak him in?
No, he's not going to surprise
no,
me.
No surprises?
No.
So you're an animal lover, and this group that you started, this organization, Claws for Paws, because I think a lot of times, we don't think about the animals around Christmas time, do we?
We don't. And, you know, there's so many animals out there in the shelter, rescue groups, and that need a home. And so, you know, the whole idea of it is, you know, let's provide some of these fun things like, you know, toys and foods and leashes and Kongs. And it certainly helps shelters and rescues because they have such a, you know, small little budgets that, you know, all their money they, you know, have to spend on like medical stuff. And so they can't have all those nice little, you know, fun things that aren't necessities. So, with this, you know, all these donation crates and all these donations we bring in, it's fabulous because there's so many animals out there. And this time of year, you know, they have wish lists too. And we can just, you know, give so many of them all these nice, warm, you know, things for the holidays, so to speak.
You can take cash donations as well as actual items?
We do. Yeah. And we, you know, there's PayPal on our website you could actually go to. But we have 13 crates out in the community around Burlington, and they're out there till about the 29th after Christmas. And then we pick it up and sort everything, divvy it up between the two recipients, which this year is Pope Memorial Frontier Animal Shelter in Orleans, and the other is Save Our Strays in Huntington.
Yeah. So each year it's a different, two different organizations that you support?
True. And last year we actually opened it up to 3 because we had so many donations. So we're hoping to do the same this year. So depending on the amount of donations we get in, we can add a third group as well.
What can you tell us about the organizations that you're supporting this year, Star? Frontier Animal Society and Save Our Strays.
Mm-hmm. So Frontier is up in Orleans County. They have a lot of dogs and a tremendous amount of cats. Pretty amazing place. You know, what they do on a limited budget is outstanding. We have a place up there, so we've done a lot of volunteering for them. And they're just fabulous people. And so that's why, you know, they were chosen this year, and we went a little bit outside of the Chittenden County area for them. And Save Our Strays is in Huntington, and they do a lot of dogs. They do a lot of large breed dogs.
Do they work with greyhounds specifically or not?
No.
What's the name of the group that does that? There's a greyhound specific group.
Greyhound Rescue?
Used to be one in St. Albans, and that closed and transferred, I believe, Fairfax.
Okay. They have one in Fairfax. Just greyhounds?
As far as I know, I'm not sure.
So Save Our Strays is, it's not any breed definite?
No. I mean, they do any dogs, but I think a lot of theirs has been large breed dogs, and they do it out of their home. They built an addition so they could house all the animals, and I think right now they have a few dogs, and I want to say like 6 or 7 cats in need of homes right now.
And cats are really, you know, we work with Franklin County Animal Rescue. Rusty comes in once a month and always bringing in a pet or a number of pets that need homes.
Yep.
The amount of cats that they get each month, I mean, it's amazing when you ask how many animals are at the rescue.
4 dogs and 8,000 cats.
Yes.
Yeah. The rescue groups, definitely the Shelters Frontier, a tremendous amount of cats. And some of them have, you know, could be there for like 3 years. Mm. I mean, it's crazy. But most people, like during this time of year, they want a cute little kitten, and, you know, the others are overlooked. So
some of the items that you're looking for, and you can donate them, there's a number of places where you can donate, like Berlin City and Williston, Burton Snowboards, dealer.com. Obviously, some businesses have decided to kind of open it up to their employees and have a drive. Doggy Styles, Guy's Farm and Yard, Pet Advantage, Pet Food Warehouse, as you mentioned, Small Dog Electronics in South Burlington, Tractor Supply, the Vermont Dog Club. Now, these are places where if you can walk in, you can make your donations there. Can they also contact U-Star if they want to find out more information about maybe next year hosting a dog crate at their place?
Absolutely, and that's the hope. So if they go to our website, clawsforpaws.org, on there we have some forms for if you want to become a sponsor, if you want to host a crate. So and that's our hope, that, you know, the more crates we can get out there, you know, the more people, the more, you know, recipients that we can have each year. So, you know, that's our long-term goal, and hopefully we'll carry it across Vermont and get it out there even bigger. So I think next year we're looking at trying to broaden it a little bit more.
And so, which year is this? How many years now?
This is 2.
Year. So you just started.
Yeah, but we're ready to go big.
Yeah.
It's just been amazing. People are so generous this time of year. So, we just need some volunteers to help us out in, you know, different communities. And because, you know, certainly I can't do everything.
Yeah.
So you guys, I'm going to, you know, all three of you, if you want to volunteer, let's just say yes. Because of the caramel popcorn, that's a fair trade.
She's bribing us now.
There you go.
She's bribing us.
Well, we'd be happy to host a crate here. Of course, we have our politically incorrect Christmas party coming up tomorrow, and we do that specifically for the Chittenden Emergency Food Shelf as a fundraiser. But as many of you know, the food shelf also takes donations for pets.
Mm-hmm.
So you can drop off items tomorrow. It'll support the pets and the families that are trying to keep their pets.
Yeah.
This time of year, so they don't have to go to a shelter, so they can keep them. So help them out in that way. And there's many items that they do need. If you'd like to drop them off at any of these locations, like cleaning supplies, flea and tick prevention, towels and linens, these are items that they need at all of these shelters. Collars, leashes, treats, wet canned food, balls, toys and Kongs, all of that.
Yep, and anything is helpful. And even if it's like linens or used, that's fine as long as they're in good condition. But certainly food, anything is helpful. It's, you know, anything can go a long ways in a rescue group.
Nyla bones. For those of you that are dog owners, you know what we're talking about. These bones are indestructible.
Mm. Well, for some.
Some of the big dogs, man, you look at it and go, wow.
Yeah.
You're talking, it's like a hard piece of, it's nylon.
Right.
I mean, I think it's the same stuff they use in your hip replacement, if I'm not mistaken. It looks just like it.
No wonder you're so nervous around dogs that come in here.
Yeah. They're sniffing and going, what's my hip? I've got a nylon bone hidden in there. I'm going for it. Star Jewel with us this morning, Claws for Paws, helping you to share the spirit of the holidays with animal friends. Again, there's a number of locations that you can make donations. It's not too late. to make donations. Here it is on December 20th, and we still got
another nine days or so, and
plenty of time.
Yep, and like I said, go to our website, visit our Facebook page. We actually have a big sign out on one of the buses driving around town to build awareness. So anything helps.
How did you get involved in this? I know I asked you last time you were here, but for people that are just listening in this morning first time, how did you get involved?
I've always loved animals, and I think I mentioned to you I used to drag everything possible home when I was young, and my mom would be like, take it back, even though I had a collar on. I'm like, oh, I need the home, you know. So I was just
That's
always
how you met your husband, too, right?
Yeah.
Dragged him home.
Training has not gone so well.
You dragged him home?
Yeah. We're ready to put a leash back on instead of out the other door. No. So I've always been that way. I mean, there was one time several years ago, I actually, there was a mouse at one of the humane societies, and I'm like, he can't stay there. He needs a home.
Oh, no.
I was like, said to my husband, he thought I was absolutely insane, said no, kept me up all night for like 3 nights. Finally, I went and just got it. But it's just, yeah.
And then what? You brought it to your house?
I brought it to my house. And it was so cute. His name was Mr. Mouse. See, very original.
He had a little cage for him?
He did. Yeah. And he loved to
did
be
held. Did you have
held.
A wheel that he could get in and run the wheel?
See, and it was great.
Yeah.
So, but
the thing about those, because we've had, who hasn't had a hamster or a guinea pig, right?
I have not.
Right?
Well, I have not.
We'll get you one. Yeah.
No, I have a container pet. Well, I have a bird. Idea. I've had him for 20 years.
Because this is the noise, and I don't have that sound effect.
Uh-huh.
But you'll hear this noise in the middle of the night.
Like 3 a.m.
They're in the
wheel. We had hermit crabs, and they are very noisy at night.
Really?
They click and tweet and do some weird things. Yeah.
Well, at the pet store, there was some kind of chirping crickets or whistling crickets.
Well, those are probably to feed iguanas and stuff like
yeah, it's kind of creepy though. Imagine hearing that at night.
Star Jewel with us this morning with Claws for Paws. Again, the website Claws. There's no E after it. It's Claws, because it's Santa Claus.
That's
ClawsForPaws.org. Also on Facebook, Claws for Paws. You can find out more information. You can still donate any of the locations that I mentioned. All of those locations are listed on the website, clawsforpaws.org. Ernie didn't embarrass you when he told you, because he's a big fan of country music.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah.
It was a huge compliment, actually.
I've never had that compliment.
You've never?
So,
last time you were on, in fact, I brought it up to Ernie. I said, she looks like Loretta Lynn.
Mm-hmm.
And
she
does.
She's going to break out into a song, I was born a coal miner.
All right, I'm going to learn that for the next time. But I told Ernie, I was like, well, I got to tell my husband that, because I'm more special than he thinks.
Learn to play the guitar, you got it made.
All right, I'm going to work on that.
That's right.
You got to get your hair to go a little bit higher, though.
Okay.
Yeah, get it way up there.
Okay.
Well, she can do that.
Yeah.
That's not a problem. Look at that. She's got a long tail in the back.
Now, Loretta Lynn, was she with Conway Twitty? Who was she with?
Oh, she sung with
by herself?
She's Ernest Tubb when she just started.
Yeah.
And she's an actress. I mean, she's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You got a nice mansion there, and where is it? In Tennessee? Yeah.
Wait, I don't have that.
You don't?
Oh, I got some catching up to do.
Well, you get a nice Tennessee. You
one thing
nice
at a time, you're working on a new dog.
Yeah. That's right.
Well, Merry Christmas to you.
Thank you all for having me and helping us support this wonderful class.
And to all of the animals.
Thank you. Merry
Christmas. And thanks for the caramel corn.
There you go, Charlie.
Amy,
get right into it.
We're all set for the next hour.
Yeah.
Lots of chew on there.
Yeah.
All right, 8:56 on News Talk 620 WVMT. We'll take a quick break. We'll be right back. We've got entertainment news and open phone lines coming up straight ahead right here on News Talk 620 WVMT.
It's Charlie, Ernie, and Lisa. The most informative way to start your day.
It's outrageous. Shame on you.
News Talk 620 WVMT.
Hey, football fans. Professional arena football is coming to Vermont. That's right. The Vermont Bucks, this area's first arena football team, is coming to you live from the University of Vermont's Gutterson Fieldhouse. The first game kicks off on St. Paddy's Day, March 17th, 2017.